Joshua, this is my girlfriend Haley. Haley, this is Joshua. Why has he so much stiffness? Haley asked. Ione cracked up, nearly doubling over as she laughed. Joshua gave her a furious glare. Not want to shake hands? Not want to initiate human greetings ritual? The client sounded mournfully disappointed. Joshua, shake hands. Haley's upset. You don't want to be friends with her. How do you know? He asked out of the corner of his mouth. Affinity. The client can use it. He put his hand up. Haley's arm reached out, and he felt a dry, slightly scaly bud of flesh flow softly around his fingers. It tickled. His neural anonics were executing a priority search through the Xenoc files he had stored in a memory cell. The client could hear. "May your thoughts always fly high, Haley," he said, and gave a slight formal bow. "I have much liking for him." Ione gave him a calculating stare. "I might have known that charm of his would work on Xenox, too," she thought. Joshua felt the client's flesh deliver a warm squeeze to his hand, then the pseudo-hand peeled back. The itchy sensation it left in his palm seemed to spread up along his spine and into his skull. "Your new girlfriend," he said heavily. Ione smiled. "Haley was born a few weeks ago, and boy, does she grow fast!" Haley started to push Ione towards the water, flat, triangular head butting the girl spiritedly, beak flapping. One of her tractomorphic arms beckoned avidly at Joshua. He grinned. "I'm coming." His scalp felt as if he'd been in the sun too long, an all-over tingle. "The water eases her skin while she's growing," Ione said as she skipped ahead of the eager client. "She needs to bathe 2 or 3 times a day. All the kind houses have interior pools, and she loves the beach." "Well, I'll be happy to help scrub her while I'm here." "Much gratitude." "My pleasure," Joshua said. He stopped. Haley was standing at the edge of the water, big eyes regarding him attentively. "That was you?"
"Yes."
"What was?" Ione asked. She looked from one to the other. "I can hear her." "But you don't have an affinity gene," she said, surprised, and maybe a little indignant. "Joshua has thoughts of strength, much difficulty to affect interlocution, but possible. Not so with most humans. Feel hopelessness, failure, sorrow." He swaggered. "Strong thoughts, see?" "Haley hasn't quite mastered our language, that's all," Ione smiled with menace. "She's confused strength with simplicity. You have very elementary thoughts." Joshua rubbed his hands together determinedly and walked towards her. Ione backed away, then turned and ran, giggling into the water. He caught her after 6 meters, and the two of them fell into the small, clear ripples, whooping and laughing. Haley plunged in after them.
"Much join us! Much join us!"
Joshua was interested by how well the young kind could swim. He would have considered her body too heavy to float. But she could move at a fair speed. Her tractomorphic arms spread out into flippers and angled back along her flanks. Ione wouldn't let her go out to the little island, saying it was still too far, which ruling Haley accepted with rebellious sulks. "I have seen some of the all-around park space," she told Joshua proudly as he rubbed the dorsal ridge above her rump. "Ione has shown me. So much to absorb, adventurousness, fun, envy, Joshua." Joshua didn't quite understand how to collect his thoughts into a voice Haley could understand. Instead, he simply spoke. "You envy me? Why?"
"Venture as you please. Fly to stars so distant. Welcome sights so strange. I want this muchness."
"I don't think you'd fit into the Lady Mac. Besides, human ships that can carry kind have to be licensed by your government. I haven't got that license." Sadness, anger, frustration. "I may not venture beyond adult-defined constraints. Much growth before I can." "Bumming round the universe isn't all it's cracked up to be. Most of the Confederation planets are pretty tame, and travelling on a starship is boring, dangerous too."
"Danger, excitement, query?"
Joshua moved down towards Haley's flexible neck. Ione was grinning at him over the Xenox white back. "No, not excitement.
There's a danger of mechanical failure. That can be fatal.